Tristram Hunt.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. As the members for Hackney North and Stoke Newington and Halton have shown, we on this side of the House recognise the essential role that Ofsted plays in driving up standards in schools and want to place on the record our continued support for Sir Michael Wilshaw. But since we last met, Mr. Speaker, the Education Secretary has, in the words of Sir Michael, unleashed a smear campaign against the Chief Inspector. The Secretary of State has also sacked Baroness Morgan as Chair of Ofsted, despite the fact the Schools Minister thinks she has done a really fantastic job. Why is the Secretary of State so intent on undermining England's independent school inspectorate system?
I'm sure that the Chief Inspector will be touched to hear the words of support from the Honourable Gentleman. But I think that the Chief Inspector will also be disturbed that he's alleged to have uttered words that he did not utter. This is not the first time that the Honourable Gentleman has sallied forth and not been in secure possession of the facts. It has been the case beforehand that his facts have been wrong about the situation in the South Leeds Academy. It has been the case on broadcast that his facts have been wrong about the number of unqualified teachers in our schools. His facts are wrong again in the allegations he makes about the Chief Inspector. I hope you'll take the opportunity to make sure that this House knows that he has unfairly and wrongly put words in the Chief Inspector's mouth which he did not utter.
Mr. Speaker, we will see that the Secretary of State has refused to condemn the campaign against the Chief Inspector. And is not the truth of the matter this, that Ofsted is inspecting the Secretary of State's free schools without fear or favour, and he doesn't like it? The Chief Inspector wants to inspect academy chains, and he doesn't like it. On Friday, the Almedina Secondary School closed, and on Sunday we learnt of a new Ofsted purge. Surely the Secretary of State should be focused on raising standards, not politicising our school inspectorate system.
If the Honourable Gentleman wants to be taken seriously, then he must pay close attention to the facts. And the facts are these, that I have been zealous in making sure that we apply a tighter and more rigorous inspection framework to all schools, free schools, academies, maintain schools. And in so doing, I appointed Sir Michael Wilshaw, I appointed Sally Morgan, I've been the person who's been leading change in our schools, I've been the person who's been insistent that we hold our education system to the highest standard, and I'm the person now demanding that the Honourable Gentleman once again withdraw the statement that he made earlier, putting words into the mouth of Sir Michael Wilshaw that he did not utter. If he doesn't, then we'll draw the appropriate conclusion, which the New Statesman already has, that his policies, in their words, are both timid and incoherent.